From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne. Welcome back.
Thanks a lot. Had a nice week off dealing with some family business, but I managed to be in the Catskills, the Poconos, and the Adirondacks all in 1 week. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
No staycation for you this week.
No staycation for me, and I don't want to tell you how much I had to spend on gas. Oh, wow. But in the meantime, I was out of radio range on Sunday. So what was the challenge you gave out last week?
Yes, I said rearrange the letters in egomaniac to spell a familiar sign. It's a sign seen in many stores.
What is it?
The answer is come again, that sign you see on doors.
Well, apparently last week there were quite a low number of entries, but our listeners' brains apparently have returned from summer vacation. We had nearly 3,000 correct entries this week, and our randomly chosen correct player is Mike Koncheski from Havertown, Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Leanne.
How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
Most of the morning. It actually came to me while I was out driving. It just popped into my head.
And you pull over the side of the road and...
No, I told my wife the answer.
Oh, there you go. How long have you been playing puzzle?
I was trying to figure that out. It's probably around 10 years.
Oh, good. Well, so you know how this works.
I'm pretty familiar with it.
All right. You're not too nervous, I can tell. You're ready to go.
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Okay. All right. Well, Will, please meet Mike. Let's play.
All right, Mike. I'm going to give you clues for two words. Each word has two syllables. The vowel sound in the first syllable of the first word is a long A. Change that vowel to a short I, and phonetically you'll get a new word that answers the second clue. For example, if I said president after Polk and part of a boat, you would say tailor and tiller.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Number one is William Penn, for example. And your second clue is more astute.
Quaker and quicker.
Quaker and quicker. Good job. Number two, occurring every 24 hours. And Lulu.
Daily and Dilly.
Good one. A worker who makes bread. And to argue.
Baker and Bicker.
Uh-huh. Heavy. And your second clue is clever. Heavy and clever.
Weighty and witty.
Oh, nice.
Good one. Taste. And your second clue is 1920s car, informally.
Flavor and flivor.
Good one. Procrastinator's word. And your second clue is trash.
Later and litter.
Uh-huh. Rouse, to rouse from sleep. And a witch.
Say waked and wicked?
It's almost. It has to be a two-syllable word.
You're close. Waken and Wiccan.
Waken and Wiccan. Good one.
Okay.
Try this one. A watch brand and a person who's mentally deranged and does bad things.
Faco and sicko.
That's it. Here's a tough one. Banality. And your second clue is quiet.
I'm stumped on that one.
Me too.
That's a tough one. It's staleness and stillness.
Wow.
Okay. Your last one is a city in Italy and parts of baby bottles.
Naples and nipples.
Naples and nipples. Good job.
Oh, wow. Mike, you are on a roll. Well done. Well done. Well, you know, this week we have a very special guest to tell you what you'll get for playing the puzzle today. See if you recognize this very sexy voice.
Well, hello there, Willie. I mean, Will.
Any ideas? Any clues?
Oh, my heavens, no.
No. Well, I'll tell you who that is. That's Kim Cattrall, who plays Samantha
Jones on
HBO's Sex and the City. And Mike, Kim is going to tell you what you'll take home for playing the puzzle today.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, that's Volume 2, Will Schwartz's Little Black Book of Sudoku and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Schwartz's Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books. And I listen to Weekend Edition Sunday on member station WLIU, and that's on Long Island. Sound.
Indeed. Whoa, I really think that's probably the sexiest read of our puzzles we've ever had. What fun. What do you think, Mike?
Well, you know, I always remember her from the Star Trek movies first.
I didn't realize that until today, that she was actually a Vulcan on Star Trek. So you reminded me. I'm a Trekkie, too, and so is Will. So,
yes.
Mike, why don't you tell us what member station you listen to?
WHYY in Philadelphia.
All right. Mike Konchesky from Havertown, Pennsylvania. Thanks so much for playing the puzzle with us today.
Thanks. I had a great time.
So did I. And I think we all did, actually. Will, that was a remarkable on-air challenge we played today. It was harder than I thought, but it was a lot of fun. What's the challenge for next week?
Thanks a lot. Well, this week's challenge comes from listener Gary Alstead of Tustin, California. Start with an eight-letter term in mathematics. Remove the first, fourth, and eighth letters to produce a synonym of the original word. What is it? So again, an eight-letter term in mathematics. Remove the first, fourth, and eighth letters to produce a synonym of the original word. What is it?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Schwartz. Will, great to talk to you again. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Leah.